أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى صحبه المنتجبين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. وقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. Dear brothers and sisters and beloved listeners, I would like to extend congratulations to all of you for happy days of Eid al-Adha, the day of Arafah, and the beginning of holy month of Dhul Hijjah, the month of sacrificing, the month to perform one of the most important rituals in Islam, and a month of congregation of Muslim Ummah in the holy city of Mecca. I began with one of the verses from Surah Mubarakah Hajj, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has spoken about Sha'airullah by saying, "Dalika wa man yu'azzim sha'airallahi fa innaha min taqwa al-qulub." And that is, of those who honor the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's because of their piety of their hearts. Regard of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the most important principles of Islam. And when we look at Sha'airullah, some of the Sha'airullah are being mentioned in the Quran. For example, the Quran has said, "Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'airullah." Two mountains, Safa and Marwa, both are Sha'airullah. In the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Baytullah is Sha'airullah. Maqam Ibrahim is one of the Sha'airullah, one of the marks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arafat is Sha'airullah. Mash'ar is Sha'airullah. Sacrificing is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can conclude that spirit of the Hajj and secret of Hajj is regard to Sha'airullah. If anybody performs Hajj and does not regard those Sha'airullah, that means his Hajj is not completed. A regard to Sha'airullah is being said, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It's because of piety of the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to have sincerity. One of the things that is important when we like to complete our rituals, at that time, sincerity of our heart is required. In Quran, it is been mentioned that لَنْ يَنَالُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا بَلْ يَنَالُهَا التَّقْوَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to receive flesh or blood of animals and the sacrifices, but what it's going to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَلْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى. One of the things that is going to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is piety and sincerity of our hearts. That must be the focus of somebody who wants to perform qurbani and sacrifice. Sacrifice is for a reason, and reason of that is to achieve sincerity of our hearts. And completion of Hajj also, it has to be with that sincerity. That means if Sha'airullah are regarded, then Hajj is completed. If Sha'airullah are not being regarded, then Hajj is not completed. In today's world, this one of the largest gathering within the world, which can be one of the most effective gathering in the globe. But unfortunately, because of not being under the right leadership and sincere leadership, it's not been effective. When we look at Hajj and millions of people around the world, they get together at one place to perform the same type of rituals with the same clothing, with the same shiar and slogan, and with the same types of the practices, in same house, in the same fields. At that time we can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bring a unity among us Muslim Ummah through this Hajj. So the secret of Hajj is regard of Sha'airullah and achieve sincerity. But all these important objectives can be achieved under a leadership, an inspirational leadership that can inspire sincerity into the hearts, and that can give that regard to the Sha'airullah and bring the Muslim Ummah united to the one place. If Hajj could have been really useful, and it was being under the real leadership, today we would not have the problem in Palestine. There was no problem in any of the part of Muslim Ummah. But Muslim Ummah would have been one of the most regarded nations in this world. But unfortunately, beside this country where Makkah and Medina is situated today, we can see Palestinian people are being oppressed. In Syria there is oppression, in Iraq there is oppression, whole Middle East is bleeding today. It's because the Hajj is not being used and it's not being led by the sincere leadership and the right leadership. And we hope that in the future, from the same place of Kaaba, beside the wall of Kaaba, we would see a personality, the grandson of Prophet, peace be upon him, Imam-e-Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif, who will begin his movement, and Islam will become a global religion, a religion that will rule the whole world. And we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to see the time of Imam-e-Zaman and to see azamat and regard for Sha'airullah at that time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.